makeshift ag vote on makeshift ag vote all in ag Ursula von der Leyen Derdin. Cos session law air cow. On mega Mikal McConmara egg votal in ag Ursula von der Leyen Derdin.
Can I stop you? I'm sorry, my Irish is not very good. Do you speak English by chance?
Partially. Will Michael McNamara be voting against Ursula von der Leyen on Thursday?
I can't tell you for sure what way he's voting. He's still kind of weighing up the options. Are you a constituent of Michael's?
I'm currently in Mead, and unfortunately I don't have the financial resources I need to just move anywhere I want. I did email him on the 13th of February concerning justice, but unfortunately I didn't get an answer back. That wasn't specifically about a motion of no confidence against Ursula von der Leyen, but unfortunately I can add things for you to weigh up on the options about whether to vote against her or for her, in that I am a victim of many illegalities, and I repeatedly complained to the European Union for many years. For example, when I started to complain to the European Ombudsman, Emily O'Reilly used to be the European Ombudsman then. I sent a reminder after a person from the University of Coimbra of Portugal became the current European Ombudsman. I never get satisfactory responses from the European Union to these complaints. Before I started complaining to the European Ombudsman, I complained to little-known bureaucrats who don't even bother to answer except return receipts. These are not acceptable because they are perverting the courses of taxes, which are supposed to be for public goods, and very unfortunately, things just keep not getting better, and so that things have actually gotten much worse, and I'm really not getting justice from the European Union. And I mean, this isn't. I mean, these illegalities are not all completely specific to exclusively about Ursula von der Leyen, but I mean, I have complained to the European Commission itself, and I don't even get an answer, and so she is really not doing a good job, and maybe you can renew justice in the European Union.
Okay, so you're recommending that Michael votes with no confidence in the vote on the bill?
Yes.
Okay. I would recommend to you, seeing that you are living in need, so you should also consider contacting the MEPs that do represent you. Michael represents Ireland South. So typically MEPs will kind of weigh slightly more heavily towards constituents that are from their
constituents.
If you reach out to any of the MEPs that are from South area?
I appreciate this advice, and our family is from Waterford, and I have been looking at going back to Waterford, but unfortunately right now my finances don't make it all the best. Well, I mean, a friend has pointed out to me that he has seen on daft.ie advertisements for houses which need to be renovated costing €50,000, but I mean, I'd be afraid that a house like that could be very mouldy or might fall in on me or something. And I've seen also some other houses for under €200,000, but really needing so-called total loving care, or liable to fall in on me. So unfortunately I'm rather stuck in need at the moment, against my not in exactly the best situation that I want, but yes, I have contacted members of European Parliament who represent me, or who are supposed to represent me. Nicholas Paul Colin de Gloucester.
Nicholas, sorry, is it your surname again?
De Gloucester. D-E space G-H-L-O-U-E. L-O-U-C-E-S-T-E-R.
Okay, perfect. I will pass that message along to Michael. He will take into account how the opinions of people in Ireland will make the vote.
Thanks. Goodbye.
Thank you. You have a good day.
Thanks, bye.